Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
All right, BFF's back. New episode. What episode is this now? 4 or 5? You know what's a good...
This is episode 5.
5?
Yeah.
Special guest Griffin Johnson, so. Swayhouse. Met him when I met you the original time at the whole house. You know what's a good sign? So I went to like a home run derby thing for charity the other week. A lot of people starting to come up. I can always tell what's like starting to make noise because people are coming up saying they love BFFs. Like a lot of people. Quickly.
Dude, I was in Miami and there were like 35-year-old dudes coming up to me, like 28-year-old guys, like no one in my demographic ever. And they're like dapsing me up. First guy came up to me, I thought I was about to get in a fight. Like, that's what I thought was about to happen. I thought he was coming up, going to talk shit. Comes up to me, he's like, I love your podcast, BFFs. Like, that shit is amazing. I'm laughing all the time. And he like daps me up. I was like, this is the craziest moment ever.
Yeah. And I'm getting the reverse. Like, I literally, no joke. So we have a house in Philadelphia that we do like gambling shit. I had a guy waiting outside the house.
Yeah.
I don't know, for like 4 hours. I walked out. He's like, hey, my daughter's in the car. Will you FaceTime Josh Richards? I was like, no, dude, I won't. It's fucking crazy. So it's good. The pressure's on to keep it going. Last week, it went crazy viral because we had Alex from Caller Daddy. And she just trashed half the people.
Yep.
I wouldn't say, now that Griffin's on. Griffin really didn't, in the scheme of getting trashed, didn't, because he was just like, oh, he slid into my DMs. Now, Alex works for me. I'm almost afraid of Alex, so I got to keep her on my good side. Like, Gruen is like, let's get Noah Syndergaard on, her ex-boyfriend. Noah Syndergaard, by the way, also, I wouldn't say I dated a girl. There's like, in Barstool Lure, there's like, so I was married. When I ended it, the first girl I kind of started seeing, I haven't like dated or seen many girls, but the first one that I did, and there's a long story, she cheated on me with her SoulCycle instructor, and I introduced her to Noah Syndergaard, who probably, like, fucked her. So there's all sorts of, like, history with me and Noah Syndergaard.
That's messed up.
All the way around.
So you probably have it out for SoulCyclers.
Dude, we shut down SoulCycle. Like, SoulCycle had to shut down their social media. This is probably, like, 5, 6 years. I don't even – it was a while ago. But the Barstool people, Stoolies, went nuts. Like, anytime – so – I told the whole story. I went on radio. Dude. I'm like, yeah, this girl fucked her SoulCycle instructor.
Dude.
So anytime somebody was on SoulCycle, they'd be like, hey, come get 20% off and have a great day at SoulCycle. The first 100 comments would be like, do you get to fuck your SoulCycle instructor with that? To the point they just had to shut down. They shut down the entire thing.
Oh,
and
my God,
they were like,
dude,
under instructions if they saw somebody from like Barstool to call like 911. It was a big fucking deal. So long story short, Noah
Barstool
Syndergaard
fans,
fucked that girl. And also dated Alex. So all the way around, I doubt he's going to be on. But I got to stay on Alex's good side. You texted me, Josh. You're like, low-key, some people are pretty fucking mad about what she said.
Oh, yeah, dude. No. The tension that was in this house the day the podcast came out was crazy. Like, I mean,
I'm not going to lie. The boys, they were hurt, dude.
Some of the boys got, their feelings got
It wasn't kind of like, wow, like fuck her. It was like, they were actually...
We are going to do everything we can.
It ruined their day, bro. Yeah. Like, she was rent-free up here.
Why?
In their heads.
Like, I said to you, and Josh were like, oh, we're going to push these clips out. It's going viral. It's good. It's good for the podcast.
Fuck yeah.
What? Why were they mad? Like, to me, the only thing that Alex did, that I thought was weird. She's like, I don't know any of these guys at all. And then she like had backstories for all of them, basically.
For every single one of them. Yeah.
That was the only thing, because she's like, nope, I don't know any. Then we put your picture up first grade. And she's like, oh, slid in my DMs. Oh, the girlfriend's talking to me. Oh, fake relationship. So she knew them all.
Dude. She was going bop, bop, bop. She, spitting out Jake facts for every single
definitely,
person.
She definitely watches us for sure.
I mean, I think she watches Griff. I think Griff wants her to watch
it. Dude, I'm not even mad. Like, hit me up. Alex, quit playing with me. Answer my DMs. I know you're going to watch this.
And how old? I don't even know. It is crazy. I saw some, like, at first, I think I saw Bryce respond. Somebody, no, Blake. He's like, you 30-year-old, like, washed up. I have the tweet somewhere.
Midlife crisis.
Dude, they look soft. I'm not going to lie.
For like, they look a little soft. And honestly, for what? She was just like, oh, he's young, too many muscles. Like, he kind of looks like.
not bad, like, insults, right? It's like, if I got told I had too many muscles, I'm probably not waking up in the morning, like, shitting my pants or upset. Yeah,
Blake Ray, why is some 30-year-old who's going through a midlife crisis trying to feel young again by sexualizing me and tweeting about my 19-year-old relationship? Yo, that's the softest fucking tweet. Like, of all time. Dude, you dance around without your shirt and, like, fucking muscles, and then you're like, why is this girl sexualized? That sounded like a little pouty. I met it. When I met you guys, that was surprising to me. Like, why didn't he just laugh it off?
I love the boys, man, but it was definitely an emotional day, bro.
I think sometimes it just hits them different, you know? Maybe they didn't get the workout in the same that morning. Maybe they didn't get the muscle milk in, you know? It throws off their whole day, and then when one thing goes wrong, like, you know, Alex coming out and just pointing out they look like Sid the Sloth or one of the other things.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sid the Sloth was a little ruthless, bro.
She went a little in on Bryce for sure.
But again, like, Bryce is dating like Addison Rae, who even I, before I knew that, knew who it is. She's like a gorgeous girl. Like, why do you fucking care? You're like a celebrity.
Right.
So someone said, like, you Bryce is like doing fucking Ice from
pretty good.
Sid from Ice Age. Who fucking cares?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think Griff played it the best because he was shooting out memes, like tweeting back at Alex, like telling him to answer. Like,
I was trying to game, bro. Like, I was trying to game.
But to say that, we have a whole different thing. And you are deleting TikToks, Griffin. Not in this thing, but you got into a fight with somebody else and you went soft. So what the fuck is going on? Because you had this whole thing that I see.
What's going on?
Who are you going back and forth with? And you deleted shit.
Bro, hear me out. I was just trying to defend Bryce and Addison because I was tired of seeing this girl just post the same shit over and over and over. It was just annoying. Like, I wasn't mad. I wasn't upset. I was just annoyed. And then, like, after I made my point, I knew if I deleted the video, it would go viral.
In the sense of, like, TikTok or
all of that. So I was like, I already made my message.
So you're saying you're
I
super
didn't want
genius
it on my page.
You're saying you're super, like, you intentionally deleted it to be like, oh, he doesn't want it to be seen, so it'll be seen.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I was like, I deleted this. I know it's
you know him
crazy
better than me. Is he a super genius? That he's saying right now, he's saying like he's a super genius.
Griff, that is some super genius shit.
No,
right
it's
there
not. It's like the same. It's like a meta, dude. You can do it every single time, except we were all just messing up by because like if you leave it up, then like they can do edit back. And then, like, whatever, it was kind of like I sent my message, I deleted it, so she couldn't respond to my direct video, which was going to make her less likely to keep responding.
But that's not what, like, you just said the opposite. You originally you're like, I deleted it to throw, like, the bait in the ocean, be like, this thing's going to go viral, but now you said you wanted it to end.
Well, it's like, I wanted it to end as far as, like, the duets back and forth. But, like, I knew if I did that, then it would, like, make everyone be like, oh, he deleted it. Oh, and, like, it was, like, whatever. And then I knew that if
I mean, it is true. It does go a little more viral when you delete things.
Yeah,
because
people
example,
think
like,
you care.
Yeah, they Bryce and I were more dancing, doing a TikTok dance. We had stripper poles at the house, right? So, like, we were standing on the stage with the stripper poles in the background. We thought it'd be kind of funny. And I deleted it because his mom was coming, so his mom couldn't see it until she got here yet. And then it started getting posted on Shade Rooms. People were like,
why'd they delete it?
Why are they deleting it? Are they, like, wrecking their relationships? Like, what's going on? Like,
dude,
it works. Freaking out.
If you want to get people, like, talking, bro, just post something and delete it. Because if you delete it, they instantly think it's bad. And it instantly is, like, They think you care.
I agree with that philosophy. I never delete anything because I think people, of what you say, I guess I fall into the trap. They don't want it. Speaking of, I didn't know when we were going to play. Can we put – I saw this video. I'm sure you saw it, Josh. I laughed out loud. Someone's trying to come at you, and they did come at you. But this video is fucking hilarious.
Dude.
I haven't seen this.
This is so good.
I mean, that
Josh is over here.
So
he's like,
people tag me in it,
dude.
They're like, why is he act so hard? And I saw it, and you're just crooning a little Bieber.
Okay, let's be for real though. That singing, absolutely fucked. You know how many girls in elementary school I got the next day when I went to school after posting that video?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you guys all know that.
Listen.
Every single girl was in my Snapchat, in my Kick Messenger, like, dude, bro, you can sing? And I was like, yeah.
You were definitely like a freshman in high school. Don't lie.
No way. I think I would have been in eighth grade.
Dude. All I know.
Had you seen that, Griffin? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that exact video.
He's still friends with me.
Oh, so had you seen that? He was definitely. Already.
I knew that video was out on the internet. fuck.
Dude, this guy.
It was like so long ago. I was with a manager and he pretty much like tell me what I could and could not post. Like he approved every single one of my videos and I was like young signing to a manager. So I thought that's what I needed to do to be successful. So like it was all clean content. I couldn't be myself. He was like, you're going to be an actor and a singer. So he made me post like a singing video.
Made you post it, huh?
And bro. Well, I remember, like, obviously, I'm the one that clicked the button at the end of
I wish we could pull up a picture of when I met this kid, bro. His merch, like, he was the softest kid I had ever seen in my life. Like, he had merch with a teddy bear on it. I'm like,
that's not even fucking true.
Well, I actually don't.
I just wore a shirt that had a teddy bear.
Josh Richardson teddy bear merch would probably fly.
It was like
the
this
shelf.
Teddy bear hoodie, bro.
That's
what Let me put it this way. It's not guys running up to me being like, hey, can you FaceTime Josh? It's like young girls running up being like, hey, old man, can you fucking text Josh?
Bro, he has been dogging out on this podcast, though. I'm not going to lie.
Dogging out? Yeah. Like, with who?
Not like with girls. Like,
oh, okay.
Like with the Barstool fans and shit. I see them.
Yeah.
Yo, Josh is pretty cool, man.
I remember sat. And with the podcast, I don't want to lose track of that. And by the way, you were very honest. When we first met, you're like, yeah, people were like bullying me in high school because I was on musical. It's 100. Like, oh, that's rude. And then I saw the video. It's like, yeah, no shit, you were getting bullied. Like, you're posting like acapella Bieber shit. You're going to live in the inside of a locker.
But remember what I said? It's like, yeah, if I wasn't the kid doing it, I would have probably bullied that kid too. You know what I mean? Like, also, I think, you know, probably good friends bullying me. Like, if my friends didn't
they're looking out for you, bro.
Yeah, they just weren't looking out for me.
That's what I mean. This podcast works. All right, let's take a quick break.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, let's get back into it. We were talking about it before because Barstool, myself, that's how I talk to my friends. Like, we don't say nice shit to each other. Everything's kind of just busting balls. And in the Sway House, that's why when the Alex stuff broke, I was surprised. I'm glad he came on. But he was almost, no offense, the last one of the group because I knew he wasn't bothered by it. Like, the guys, it's like, all right, I've met Bryce, I think he's a nice dude. He did not strike me as somebody who was going to be mad about that and really get upset for
Sid. No,
Noah Beck was quiet. Yeah. And Noah Beck and your ex-girlfriend, which is a whole new thing we got to touch a little bit, she did the, like, in bed with Noah thing, being like, oh, we're
that
not
was
real?
Unreal, by
What's
the way.
What's that?
That was an unreal response.
Awesome. Like,
best response you could have
dude,
had.
Dude, yeah. That was crazy. Not going to
so,
lie.
So, all right. Toasting. Did that relationship, and I said this when I met you the first time, Griffin, when it was explained to me, like, oh, you used to date, not Charlie, Dixie, and now Noah does, and you guys are standing next to each other. I'm like, that's fucking weird. And both of you guys like, no, it's not. That gives what Alex said to me, truthfully, it would be like, oh, that can't be real. Like, I don't want one of my good friends dating my ex-girlfriend, but you say you have no problem with it.
Well, like, you know the show Friends?
Yeah, and they all date each other.
Yeah, well, I mean, whenever it first happened, we definitely had like a weird tension, and like I was pissed. Not really like for the fact that it was like I was pissed about the situation as much as like he didn't tell me. Like it was like I knew and I was waiting for him to say something, but he never did. We kind of talked about that. It was definitely like
there was some tension in the house.
It was
a little,
it was messed up, bro. Like,
yeah.
It was.
So now is like, he just not a guy? Like, again, I don't know you guys well enough. My vibe actually watching Dixie is like, I would expect her to come on this podcast and sling it. Like, that response is like, okay, yeah, let's have fun with it. Noah seems like somebody who wouldn't. Like, he was super quiet when I was out there. Am I right about that?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Noah's definitely more of like a shy introvert type of kid. Like, he's really more about like peace and happiness. He's never going to fight back. Like, even when all the boys are roasting each other back and forth or shitting on each other, he kind of is like more of the quiet one, or he just doesn't get into that stuff. That's just not how he is. But I mean, I love him. That's just not how he is.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, Dixie's a lot more outspoken. She also is not afraid to roast someone.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Oh, I know. We put him up.
And
put
a, like
put,
her,
put him up
her
right
fan
now.
Base.
I mean, you knew these were coming, right? When we had you on.
Dude.
What do you think it's
he
about?
He has to know what it's about.
Probably
not
screenshots
that.
Or some shit. Got,
maybe yeah, it's here me we singing go. Again.
This is, dude, so she posted. She, so what? You guys broke up because you're sliding everyone's DMs, right?
See, the thing is with this is some of these were real, some of them weren't. That's the problem. Like it was like 50-50 almost.
So, but she posted them all, right?
Yeah, dude, she posted
so,
them. So, all
right, let's go through what's real and what's not. We got, can you see the screen?
This is the game. Hey, Dave, this week send, is real send, or not on Griffin's
yeah, team. Sin
Toes is definitely
but
real.
To me, I would vote all real because why would she post fake ones?
So listen to me, though. This is the only thing that's a little weird is like, and it's messed up. This girl is from her hometown. Like, so it's almost kind of like, it was like a weird plan thing. It wasn't like, I obviously like fucked up, by Snapchatting yeah. a girl, like for sure. But like, it was a little curated. I'm not going to
so
lie.
Wait, curated. And again, so you Snapchatted somebody from Dixie's hometown.
Yeah, like, I didn't know. Like,
you didn't even do the research, eh?
Well,
no background, no, like, oh, same town,
it wasn't
same
that,
school.
It wasn't that deep to me. It wasn't like she lived in L.A. and I was, like, trying to, like, meet up with her and stuff. It was like a weird thing because me and Dixie had broken up for, like, there was, like, a 4 or 5 day period. We had broken up. And I'm not going to lie, dude, I was just kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, person. Like, you know.
Let's be honest. If up? You're sliding into one girl's DMs, you're sliding into way more. I mean.
Like 7,000.
It wasn't me.
You got to rifle them off.
Like it wasn't me sliding in. It was like me answering DMs because I knew it was girls that wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie. Everyone does that. It's like that. That's the world. And I've had that exact statement, obviously not for you, but being like, well, yeah, it's nothing. Like if someone slides in DM and I'm just sitting there bored and I reply, that doesn't count. I don't have a relationship. So let's go through these. Just wifey. So who posted these?
Like she did. These were all the girl was sending them to her.
Got it.
So like Dixie's the only one that
so
had
what
these.
You're saying is the girl then some of them that she sent to Dixie were fake.
Like the Snapchat itself, like some of them were like pictures because I send a lot of like pictures just my face and people would be like, why don't you ever talk? So a few of them, like it wasn't like all of them, but like there was definitely a few of them that were at
okay,
like,
so just wifey shit.
Out of it.
Real?
Was that real or not?
That's real.
Okay.
Nice. One for
but
one.
But like,
here.
That's not like that sounds like I'm trying to like wife this girl. Like that's just shit that I say. Like just wifey shit. Like if a girl does something, it's like, damn, that's hard.
Yeah. Okay. Like wifey I like shit. Girls who can skateboard. It intimidates me. I'd be like, oh, that's wifey shit. I love
I like,
bad bitches.
I love
they're
bad
hard
bitches.
To find. I
they're
hate
hard
pussies.
To find. I hate pussies. That's real.
Okay.
I would definitely say that. Like I don't remember saying those words exactly, but that's
dude. That's such a like. Where did that come up in your conversation? I love bad. What were the words again, Dave? Go back to that shit.
I love bad bitches. They're hard to find. I hate pussies.
Actually, I don't even know. I might have sent that. Like, that's definitely something I feel like I would say. So I'm not going to say it's not true.
Dude, why did she blur out her text, though? We need to know what the girl
said.
Yeah,
dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, this girl is taking it out of context, bro. I swear.
You were set up. If you're saying it's the same thing and she's sending it, you were set up. She was probably being like, I don't care that you fucking talk to Dixie. I'll fuck you. I mean, and then you're like playing right along. I love bad bitches. I mean, come on. I can figure that out.
They're hard to find.
Dude. But that's part of the game. I mean, I've been with plenty of athletes who have like fake accounts just because they don't want to get, you know, blown up with this. I'm about to act up if you don't chill. I don't know what that means.
That's a little weird. I don't remember on that one. I'm not going to lie.
That is a little weird.
Like I think this one was actually like a picture of just my face.
That's like what you say to someone after they send you like a hot photo or like.
Yeah, like I don't remember, but I think that was a picture from my story actually, because I remember it's been like what, 4 months
now?
So
you're saying that's a fake text on that one?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but like that one is like definitely.
I'm going to be honest, these all have to be real because none of them stick out like wildly. And like, why would she? She already has you dead to rights. So why would she start making shit up?
Also, some of these are a little bit weird, like the apology ones. That's the ones. Sentos, I definitely sent that one. That's like that's like a funny joke for me. And like it's been ongoing, but it just went crazy, dude. Like, obviously, if I could get a picture of an ass or a picture of a toe, like.
Come on. Go ask.
Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest.
And then the apology one went too. So where are you, like, what was the time frame of this? When did this all go down?
Those were just a couple screenshots. There's, like, way more. Like, there's, like, a whole, like, deck of them and, like, a bunch of the other ones. Those are, like, the actual, like, believable ones. The other ones were just, like, stupid shit. Like, that didn't even make
sense.
When
did it go down? Like, when were you dating?
This was, like, when did we break up? It was, like, July. The end of July.
And then how fast after was she dating Noah?
Publicly or behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes.
Probably like a month later.
And what is the theory? And again, I could be wrong on this. Well, the vibe I got like in the house is that Noah's right now, like he's the hottest guy. And I don't mean like, oh my God, looking like he's blowing up. Like he's, as you would say, the hype guy. Is that true?
100%. Noah's killing.
So is there an element? Like, is that why Alex is like fake? Because... like, okay.
That could be it, too, because, like, Noah came in here, became, like, this blow-up on social media, had, like, the hype like almost Charlie did when she first started blowing up. And then you go and look who he's dating. It's, like, the biggest social media girl, too, who's also the girl that had the hype, the D'Amelio. So I get how she could say that. It's not fucking true. Like, they're dating.
Right.
They're with each other all the time. We want to hang out with Noah more. We're like, Noah, come to the fucking house, dude. Stop hanging out with Dixie all the time. Like, we know that shit's real, but... yeah, dude. I get how she could totally think it's fake.
Yeah, I mean, I respect Dixie. She toasted me in that situation. Not gonna lie, I could have handled it like way better. Just as like defending myself, even got toasted, roasted, boom. And I'm like, I'm happy for him now. I'm over it. I just wish that like I've been all my social media is still like cheater, 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 cheater. It's like if the actual real story, there was like a bunch of weird shit going on that never got out.
Well, all right, we need clips for the show to like get it going. So like,
weird story. Yeah, you do know, like we need like the viral clips, right?
I mean, like
you see on TikTok, like you know those ones. Yeah. We need some of those. So.
Like I'm gonna be honest, I respect Dixie. Like if she ever needed anything, I would be the first one there. Same for Noah. I'm happy for them now, but like I'm just gonna be straight up. There was a lot of weird shit going on, like. Between them the entire time, let's just be
between
honest,
those like, two. So what you're saying is you're getting labeled like the cheater and the sliding in, but sensed that they had something going on while you were still doing it. You're like, fuck this, I'm gonna go do my own thing.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this because I'm mad or I'm trying to throw them under the bus. Like it's been months now, like this shit's over with. Like I don't care, and neither do they. Like they moved on, they're whatever. But since you asked me, like it was weird, dude. They had this best friends group, and they were going on. Trips to Malibu or whatever they would do at night. It was like weird stuff. Like I thought about it and it was like, this is weird. But like, I'm not a weird boyfriend. I'm not going to be like, no, you can't go to like, it's like weird.
And this is the old guy coming in, Dave here. I'm going to give you very, very honest advice. If you're dating a girl and she's going on BFF trips to Malibu at night, your girl's fucking somebody else. Like, that's just...
dude.
Yo, that's fact. Unless Noah isn't straight, which he clearly is because they're dating, they were fucking. I mean, you don't go... you don't do that.
Dude, I don't know about that.
Do you see what you made Dave do? Like, you brought this up. Now Dave's going to capitalize on it. He's going to say people were fucking. Now we're going to be a clip on TikTok room.
Did you just hear like, what you know he said? Coming. Did you know that was going on? Was anyone, like, elbowing you? Be like, what's up with this, like,
nah, dude.
Date under the fucking moonlight to Malibu? Like, they're both good looking people. That's a no-go. That's a no-go.
The moral of the story is here, I did my fair share of wrongs. I never, like, it wasn't like it was a physical thing. Like, I should have never messaged the girl at all.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
But, like, it was, like, during a weird breakup. Like, I was just messed up in the head at the time. Like, I was, like, emotionally just, like, I was going through my DMs just to find girls that would, like, talk to me and shit.
And is that?
It was hard.
Because when I went out there, and again, I'm not, I think a lot of people, Josh, get the wrong impression. Like, if you come on, I think somebody, who said they thought we were going to ambush them? Beck, like Noah, we asked to get him on. He thought it'd be an ambush. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel like we ambush anybody. We're asking like normal, straightforward questions.
No, I think I think we ask normal questions, Dave. I think we're also good at being shit disturbers. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why we work well. So we kind of stir that
he's
shit.
He's sitting there like, what?
We stir that shit a little bit.
And then, like, TikTok, for example, you let people get away with not necessarily answering like the question. We'll say it, but we don't get the info here. It's like, well, you didn't answer that. Like, I'm waiting. So when I went to the house, I was going to say, because I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but I was getting the breakdown. All right, Noah's going way up. And the thing that I got on Griffin was like, his star is going down. Was that because the DeMelo shit that everyone's like, oh, Hugh cheated? Is that what caused the issue?
For what?
He's like, talking like the relevancy. Yeah. Like, Noah was the hype guy, and then he said, like, when he came here, like,
oh, no, that was kind of, like, already going on. Like,
and what?
He was kind of doing it on his own.
What happened?
A little bit, and then we just accelerated it with Sway. Like whenever Noah came in, he was, like, starting to go off, and then Sway, he just got added to the group.
But when were you at your peak of, like, popularity?
Last summer, for sure, like, when Dixie and I had just started dating, like, because we had talked for, like, months, like, four months or so, 5 months. And then we dated, and it was, like, a month. And then, like, shit just went crazy.
And then people started turning on you, right?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Yeah, like, dude, they still, like, people, you know, comment today, and that's the only defense, like, that's the only thing they can attack me for, because, like, not, like, I've never done anything, like, any of the racist shit or, like, anything crazy like that. Nothing like, homophobic.
Yeah, disrespectful.
Like, the only thing they have against me is they'll be like, cheater. It's like, do you understand, first off, like, yeah, like, cheating is messed up, like, for sure. It messes with people. But, like,
100.
It was a Snapchat, first off. Like, it wasn't like I was going out. I'm not trying to discredit it, but, like, it's not like I was going out and, like, banging a bunch of girls and, like, going crazy.
Here's the thing. Like, first of all, I don't believe that. Second of all, like, you guys are both, like, young, good-looking guys with huge fucking, like, social media followings. If you're actually dating somebody, you almost can't be on social media because there's so much temptation out there. And you, with both your worlds, you have to be. It's like an impossible.
It is messed up. Dude, I just
it's like putting a fat guy on a diet in a bakery. How are you doing that? You know what I'm saying?
That's like a really weird analogy.
He's
but
mucking.
Yeah.
He is mucking.
But I mean,
just like if you put a guy that can't get with any girls, you know, the testosterone built up. It's been a few months, maybe. Maybe you're not in a good place with the girl, and then you go to your DMs.
Do you hear this shit?
He's right. Like, listen, and again, it's apples and oranges. But I can't even tell. Like, honestly, I was doing a pizza review at Villanova, and like, two groups of, like, sorority girls, like, screeched over and pulled, and all they said was your name, Josh. They're like, Josh Rich, Josh. So, being in that world, if you're in, it's difficult. Like, it's very, very fucking difficult. If you're on social media and all these pretty girls are like, hey, we want to meet, and you have a girlfriend, fucking tough game. That's why I don't believe everything you're saying about, oh, I slid into one girl's DMs and got caught.
Are you kidding me? Like, I
Dave, are you saying if you're in this game, you're in Griff's position, right? You have a D'Amelio or a DeMeo, as you like to call him. And then, you know, maybe it's not in the best place. Are you going in the DMs? 100%. Are you lurking in
there? But what makes it difficult for you guys, I would think, and this is like combining business and like private life and social life, it's all fucking entangled with you guys. Like you're saying that dating a DeMelo, that like is good for your career, basically, and kind of vice versa. But
yeah,
it can turn on you. You know, that is a delicate 100%. Balance. It's the same with you and Nessa, yeah. To be honest.
I just want to be clear, though. Whenever Dixie and I first started talking, like she was like right at the same size as me, if not a little smaller.
Yeah, that's true. Because they hadn't gotten, like, the D'Amelios hadn't blown up at that point. And we came off of a tour. We were still, like, started as the Sway Boys, so we had that.
We were definitely way more relevant at the time.
Or at least then they fucking just shit on all of us, and now are bigger than every single one of us.
Yeah,
so.
They're monsters.
Yeah, no. I respect them.
Stars.
Like, I respect them. They run a tight ship. They're strategic. Like, if they ever need anything, I don't want to get the wrong image with what I was saying earlier. Like, if they ever needed anything, they could still call me today, and I'd be the first one, like, to help
them
out.
Yeah, and part of it. Also that I get from it and being obviously older, not to keep being, you guys are so young, so like there are young relationships that are going to change and things. I wouldn't think you would hold a grudge. It's like things go down, you know.
Yeah, dude, no way.
Move on.
Yeah.
It's definitely been bad, though, like been weird. Like there's still no friendship there at all, like not even a little bit.
With Dixie.
Yeah, but partially it's because I
made a fucking diss track on
it. Yeah, what? All right.
Yeah.
What's the deal with diss track?
Dude,
do we have a diss track?
Dude,
I haven't heard the diss track, so I'm going to hear it right now. Oh, by the way, I've made a diss
God.
Track before. Not about a girl, but let's hear this diss track.
You have?
I thought it got taken down.
No. It's almost as good as my Justin Bieber single that I did.
Nah.
It's almost as good
as
that.
This
dude,
I couldn't
speak without getting destroyed, bro. Like, I just kept getting destroyed on the internet. Yo, I can't, bro.
Uh-oh. Convenient.
Are you serious, dude? You're really about to do this? I'm not even gonna ask. The lyric video is what just sets it off.
Who let you post this?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
Dude, Dave.
No, you gotta wait, Dave. You gotta wait for one line.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait.
Is no, my near? Heart's in the comments.
Now
you can say my heart is, but you don't know what a heart is. You don't think I know. Dude, that's just so funny.
What is that line? You don't think I know,
Dude, that's...
Like Noah Beck? Do you get that shit? Bars.
Dude, the Noah one is like iconic.
This is... All right. I get the point. I, you know what? You know who I'm mad at? I'm mad at you, Josh.
You're mad at me.
You guys are friends?
For letting me post it, bro.
Yeah, me and Griff are friends.
Did you see this before we released it?
I didn't tell anyone, really.
I don't think you really... Yeah, he kind of just came out with it.
What's going on in
your
brain?
You want me to be honest? Bro, nothing. I'm telling you.
Whenever, it has to be. I just watch fucking nothing on a screen
dude,
for 45 seconds.
Whenever I did that, you got to put this into context, Dave, right? I had millions of people telling me to, like, kill myself, like, whatever. Like, I know I can act hard. It's like... Yeah, dude, I'm a Sway Boy. Like, it doesn't affect me. But, like, everything I put up, my DMs, everything, it was just hate. Like, thousands. Like, I was getting, like, 100,000 comments per video on TikTok of just hate. Like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah,
boom.
He had never gotten that many comments in his life.
Comments,
dude,
comment.
I didn't even.
Fans don't boo nobody.
Yeah,
no,
but
I
like,
know. Nobody wants that. I still don't know how you go from
it was in my head, bro.
To putting out what may be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life right there.
Dude,
who knew about it? Somebody had to make it. Somebody, she either like sabotaged you and had
you know,
people working with you, being like, tell them it's good, tell them it's good, tell them it's good. Like, who fucking let you put that out?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. You know 303?
What's 303? No.
Like black dress with the tights underneath.
Okay.
You know,
still
you
don't know, but.
Okay, whatever. That's who I made it with. So I thought it was cool. Didn't end up.
I mean, you did it in what, 4 hours?
Yeah, no, the whole song was like in 4 hours, not going to lie. It was more like, it was in my head, it was like, I know that I messed like all of this up already, like the whole situation. I played it all wrong. And I thought
you
I was
did.
Being smart, but like I was like maneuvering off my emotions, dude. And I just made myself look like a clown, dude. I got destroyed.
For about 2.5 months,
like,
he was the most hated
fuck.
Man.
This is the lamest thing that's ever been put out on the internet.
Probably like the next morning when I woke up.
Right.
But I'm not going to lie. I will say this. The song is catchy, dude.
Well,
if you actually understand it, it's
you,
pretty catchy.
First of all, you're auto-tuned.
I will give
you,
it that.
If you're doing a diss track, you have to go fucking play mine. So I got in a, this is kind of like a fake one, but we got in a fight like with a blogger, right? It's a long story. So I made one, and I can't rap, I can't sing, but yours sounds like it should be on like American Idol or like some soft.
Or like Kids Bop.
You need a.
Well, shit, so you think it's good.
You need a beat.
American
like,
Idol,
here's
shit.
The beat.
All right. This is you?
And my lyrics were like, no joke.
No, no guys, ghostwriter though? Or did you have a ghostwriter?
Fuck Kevin Clancy, you should have left it alone. Now I will remind you who's on the Iron Throne. See, I'm Jordan, you're pipping, you're tripping, bro. This is my fucking business, you're living off.
See the difference in the anger? On
the beach. Yeah, you when see the emotion behind that grip? You're more
like Marvin without me. You like wow.
That's my favorite one. That's...
All right, we can cut that. See the difference in the
you said go he just mark. Said you skinny fat fuck.
You skinny fat fuck?
What's that even mean? How can you be skinny and a fat?
Because he's like skinny, but his body makes you like throw up. He's like another blogger.
I know,
no
I
definition.
Know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
It's like a bag of milk. It's like gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Like Canadian milk. It comes in bags. That's just like all like the top. It gets
bro,
like a little smaller and
you know
big at the bottom.
You know what's you. Crazy though? This podcast is so like watered down from what like it would like if you were to talk normal. Like actually like, you know, just chilling with the boys, like whatever. And it's crazy to me how things just keep getting softer and softer and softer.
You think this shit's soft? Did you not
no.
see the song you
wait,
just put
you think
here?
This podcast no. is soft?
No, I think it's watered down compared to, like, if you were actually sitting, like... And this is, like, pretty out there compared to most shit. Like, this is, like, on definitely...
I think we call it
I can't be more... I'm stunned he said that. It's like, I can't like, be more saying exactly how I
dude,
feel.
Dude, you... You kind of have to watch what you say, though, in a way.
Well, maybe
like,
you
I'm
are.
Not talking
I'm not.
To,
me neither.
You
I'm
say whatever spit. You want.
What haven't you said that you want to say?
I can't think of the top. Dude, never mind. All right, whatever.
Griff's
you know
scared.
I don't
now.
No,
now
I, no,
he's scared.
I don't want to hurt. I don't want to hurt any. Any
no, I
here,
want
man.
It. I want egos hurt. Like, say what you're gonna say. You're the. I'm saying.
So
whatever
you're
I want
telling
to.
Me you would say anything that you would say in an open
yes.
room.
Like that's been like the number one complaint people have of me. It's like he fucking says whatever he's thinking. I would say anything.
No, but it's what people love too. It's what people yeah. love because on my TikTok, they started saying like, I love that Josh is collabing with Dave because he's one of the only people on the internet that's left with like the full authenticity, preaching the truth. Like he doesn't give a
right.
fuck. And like, I like people appreciate
now, granted,
that.
Regardless. If you're in a situation where you're actually friends with somebody, I'm not going to say something that I think like will truly make them feel bad. But for the most part, everyone knows how yeah. I feel about everything. Like I'm telling you, if I thought Noah fucked my girlfriend, I would be like, I don't like you, dude. You fucked my girlfriend when I was dating her.
I don't know. If, I don't think that happened.
No,
I'm
don't.
Not going to lie.
Didn't.
Well,
but it was like, dude, here's,
the facts
here's what I'll
did,
say.
But we have
this
no
is,
proof.
This is for your views. This is for your views. I don't think anything happened. I just think that the full story, like, it was all pinned on me, and it still is and has been. Like, people say, get over it, and it's been 4 months, but, like, that's still all I get. Paparazzi comes up to me. That's what they ask me. You know, I get on a podcast. That's what they ask me. Like, I can't get away from it, so I might as well. I've been scared to face it, not going to lie, sound like a bitch. But, like, dude, I can't win. Against the D'Amelios? Are you kidding me?
No.
What, right. Like, they can take out the whole Sway House. Like,
whoa.
No, it's true. It's true.
Okay. That's a little extreme. I'll give them. They got some fucking power. They could probably chop my head off if they want.
I'm talking
to.
About on social but, media. Like, on social media, like, if they want to blast our entire comment section and just, like,
okay,
just
so
saying.
So I think the thing is, though, Griff, like, for example, like, if Charlie and Dixie tried to fucking cancel Dave, nothing's happened
right.
to you, right, Dave?
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, actually you keep being, your fans, you keep, like, you have Barstool fans. It's a total different fan base. The D'Amelios still do have a little bit of a different fan base than us. I think we would lose a good amount. Like, I get what you're saying. Younger
you
kids.
You know what I mean.
But,
you
like, shit
mean.
Like Barstool, like, everyone on this podcast doesn't give a
right.
fuck. Like, yeah, that watches no. this, they would not give a
and
shit.
By the way, sadly, I'm going strictly on... Charlie was in our office right when she was blowing up. That's almost, I didn't even know what TikTok was when she was in there. Like some girl who's super popular is in the office. I was like, who is that? I don't know. But just judging, I think I get along with Dixie. I think she seems like a cool, funny girl.
No, she's dope. No, she's dope.
Yeah, that's the thing about her is she doesn't just sit there and like laugh when someone says a joke or like roast her. She will fucking attack you. Like she's coming back at you and it's like, oh shit.
No, right? She's cool.
She's
dude.
Witty. It's
like,
dope.
Like she's definitely dope.
I feel like Noah probably gets bullied by her. Like, I'm feeling Dixie's wearing the pants.
That's the vibe. Like, yeah, I want one of them on the podcast. I don't know if we'll ever get it. That's kind of, I don't know how well you know them. We can ask.
I know.
I will say we made a switch. I don't know if you saw this, Josh. Probably not. You got so much. So the people running our social media for, like, BFF's pod were the most cringy fucking, like, anytime they respond to somebody, I want to throw up. I had to make a change here.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, who?
No, I was looking at that, and it's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. I was like, the fuck am I looking at? Like, is my 11-year-old brother running the BFS
That's
account or
exactly.
what?
Exactly. I literally banned the – and, by the way, he looks like somebody would throw somebody in an unmarked van. I was like, who the fuck – I called up. I'm like, who the fuck is running the BFF's, like, social media? Because I throw up every time it responds because
Dude.
We're not doing – and we've made a change on
yeah.
that. But they were, like, talking and directly to fucking Dixie. And I was like, what
Dixie.
The fuck is going on? She already
and
said
then that's
no.
getting thrown on our van.
Ask.
Oh, shit, on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yes, bro. Whoever was doing that, you are a goon. You
like,
are a
literally,
goon.
They look like a goof.
The worst. The worst. It almost set back ever. My entire life. I trust me. Heads rolled here. The first thing I came back, and I fucking lit people on fire. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be this like, cool, edgy thing. And we got the lamest
yeah.
dude of all time replying to everything. It was horrible.
Dude, speaking of, I got a funny story for you. So, like, you know how you have, like, all of those weird, like, Barstool... Arkansas,
yeah,
Barstool,
yeah, yeah.
Like for every school, so they made this like my school, Indiana State, like
Larry Bird,
whatever. It's whatever. Like I'm not gonna lie, not that lit. So whenever they had a Barstool page for it, I was like, this is a joke because like 10,000 people total could follow it. But like I got into it with them because they kept using me basically for views on the thing. Like it was just me. Like
is this when you were starting to do TikTok?
No, this was like in the summer, dude. Like,
oh.
Like, right, like, this is, like, August area, so maybe, like, 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Right.
But, like, I started shitting and, like, on them, and all of these Barstools, like, Barstool Florida, Barstool this, like, there was, like, 30 accounts that are, like, we are going to report you, we're going to get you sued, like, because I outed the girls that were running the page, basically.
Yeah, I hate
and they
were
like,
we're
going to sue
because
you.
We get that all the time. So, you're describing, we call it, like, our vice, it's basically our intern program, Viceroy is the way you call it, like, you report to the king. It's good for us because we have them across every. So, like what you said, Indiana State.
Right. It's
if
cool.
You have 10,000
it's cool,
people,
bro.
You may have 100,000 at University of Florida. You add them up and it's millions. But the thing
right.
that we deal with
it makes
is
sense.
They change every year. We don't always know who they are. So, we'll get someone like, oh, this fucking kid sucks or he's doing something. It's hard right. to control it, but it is.
They really thought.
So, that's not unusual yeah. of what you're saying.
Yeah,
they really
or
thought.
Like the BFF's pod, which is on our fucking name. Dave.
Were you gonna say something? Like, were you gonna be like,
Josh
yo,
is the one?
Doing-
I thought you were the one setting that up. I thought it was your people. So I was like, yo, I just won't say anything. Dave wants it to be like some little like 7-year-old running it. I get
Dude.
It. I get it.
He's, that is maybe- the funniest shit. You need to work on who runs your stuff because when she said that, she was like, take it down now. Or we're going to get you sued from Barstool.
Which
was
is
like,
bananas okay. to say that. And we are always on the reverse. But that's part of it. And we're pretty good. We have good social people. Who was running
yeah,
the BFFs
do.
Was not. And trust me, I saw it. And I was mortified. I was mortified.
Yeah.
So that's been fixed. No, yeah. I think we hit most of it. The one last question I had. And we could definitely get him on. We got to get a list of people on, whether it be TikTok world, anything. But do you guys see Jake Paul went like crazy viral yesterday? Because he said
yeah.
he basically invented creator houses and boxing. So I'm curious for you guys. I've met with him. I know Logan
did,
now
he?
Better than Jake. But you guys right. probably grew up on them, right? A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So, I mean, Jake, 100%, like, I'm giving him credit where credit's due. Kid's a fucking, like, workhorse. He grinds it out. Especially back in the Team 10 days. He wasn't the first house. There was another creator house. It was called O2L, and it was just before him. It was a YouTube content house. But Jake brought the mainstream, like, yeah, press no one gave, to the house. Like,
I don't know what the fuck
yeah,
that
is. No one gave a fuck about, like, the houses before, and then Jake did it, and people started giving a fuck. And then, I mean, you can go into boxing and say he started it. I think it was KSI and Joe Weller, but he, I mean, blew it up. The Paul brothers blew up the boxing scene for sure.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So what is your take on them? Like, are they...
I think they're genius and they work hard.
Are they still hot? Are they still cool?
Like, I think that...
They're respected more. They're not...
Logan has made a comeback that I think is incredible. I think he worked really, really hard to do that. He was obviously in a spot that was like... He was fucked, right? Like, coming out of the Suicide Forest thing. You're not fucking going much. You're not doing much after
that. That's crazy.
And he did. He did. He figured it out. And then Jake is like... I think Jake is just... I don't know what he really wants to do right now.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit lost. I mean, obviously everything.
I'm sure he has a plan. Like, yeah. I'm sure he has a plan if it's his rap shit or if it's his boxing or if it's his social media, because he seems to always have a plan, that guy. I just don't know what it is.
Right. Dude, I have nothing but respect for them, dude. They grind. Yeah. Like, you can't take it away from
them.
That's
the one thing you got to respect about them is, like, their fucking work ethic. Like, posting a vlog every single day for over a year is ridiculous. Right. Like, insane.
I don't care what
I struggle to
says.
Post like 3 videos a week on YouTube.
No, it is. It's hard.
So, yeah.
I think that's about everything that we got.
Dude, I just got to say, man, like, Alex, hit me up. If you're watching this, like,
he's
quit.
Still, we
quit
do,
playing with
maybe
me.
Need to set him up with Alex, like, a little date.
She's in London right now. She's going to be living in LA. We got to do that. That's the other thing.
All
right,
dude.
I'm fine with it. Listen, she doesn't listen to anything I say. I'm like, she's our history is a long document. She's a monster. Alex, I love that dynamic of a lot of TikTok people being like, who is this girl? Like, who's this third? It's like, you want to talk about crowds that'll fucking tear your ass down? The Daddy Gang is one of the most ruthless. In-your-face
it was nice of her
ever
though.
To walk the face of the internet.
No, yeah, they are definitely just, I saw the replies to, like, when Blake and Bryce would tweet, and they'd be like, check the fucking charts on
dude,
podcasts.
I didn't know Daddy
like,
Gang.
They were just, like, they were going in. Like the liked photo, too, like, when you went back and Alex just
destroyed
about that. The boom this roast.
I think that's why Blake probably didn't come on this podcast, because he's
boom
like,
roasted.
I still don't know who you are, but then the Daddy Gang dug it up of him liking her in a bikini.
Dude,
there's no comeback.
Yeah. That's so tough. That's so tough. I'm not going to lie.
You just got to, you know, you win some, you lose some.
I'm not going to lie, though. Fucking lost. There's probably some girls that I've, like, gone through and liked their pictures, and I don't remember who the fuck they are. I was like, you're just hot, and I was like,
but how old is Blake?
19.
Yeah, so I think you'd know. I mean,
how old is she?
Daddy Gang. 26? Call her daddy and call, I mean, every fucking person listens to it. I'm not saying she's Joe Rogan, but she's not that far off in terms of, like, popularity. People fucking know who she is. So she has, a big – and probably, like, a 15-year-old girl may be like, I don't know who Joe Rogan is either, you know, like a 13. So, but
yeah,
she's
100%.
Dude, I'm just waiting on her to reply to my DMs.
Has she not still replied to any DMs? How many have you sent? Like, how many yos are in that inbox right now?
Well, one of them is – yo, and then she put me on her story. I replied, like, and then I sent one back. And then I said, yo –
again?
Like, no, I said not. I didn't say yo again. I was like, I want to do call her daddy, basically.
Well, listen,
I don't know.
Like, she knew right away. That's a good sign, because I'm sure she gets a million stuff sent to her too.
She remembered me.
That's what
DMs.
I mean.
I think that's
a good sign.
That's crazy.
And she said you were good looking.
Yeah,
so who fucking knows?
But, like, no, she's definitely attractive.
Maybe you'll be her next London guy for
could
2 weeks.
Never know. Well, you know what we gotta do?
Dude,
also,
two weeks is enough.
I remember when we were sitting in. The first time we met, and you guys all have podcasts. Everyone's like launching podcasts. I remember Gruen, like, we have this guy, we have that guy. I'm like, dude, our podcast is gonna like smoke all the other podcasts. And I know it's
absolutely
all the other podcasts.
I already know it's coming.
We're like the only one left.
Yeah,
that's actually like still doing very well. Like, we're way up there last week. and looking at the views.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's like, all right, what, we got to get guests. We got to also somehow, whether you come to New York or I go back to L.A., like, because that always helps.
Yeah, we need some in-person shit.
Dude,
yeah.
Dave, come back, man. I know on the internet you coming working out shirtless was really good for your brand.
Yeah, I get that. Picture of, like, the bulldog in skinny jeans. Everyone, like, this is what an old man looks like in skinny jeans. It's just, like, a barrel chest, like, fat bulldog with, like, skinny jeans on. It's not the best fucking look. I will say I'm not going back in his car. He almost made me fucking puke going, like, 190 in, like, a 20.
we were going down like the fucking turns going back to the house. And
dude, Dave, ripping. Come through. I actually want to hang out and maybe like do a pizza review or some shit, man.
We will. We got to figure out. We're at what, 5? I don't think either of us knew exactly what was going to go on. Yep. The interesting dynamic now, if I come in the house, whether Bryce, Blake, and Noah fucking hate me. They didn't know me before.
Yeah, or like maybe beat the fuck out of you or something.
They'll be fine, man. Imagine it's like a clip. You see Dave, he's like, Dave's dipping them all.
All right, that's BFFs, another episode. I don't know. Will we have one before Thanksgiving? Maybe. We'll find out. Probably.
Yeah, heck yeah. All right, peace.
Thanks for doing it.
All right, see you, Dave.